I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. We're back. Another one of our Tuesday live sessions. And today I want to talk about the $50,000 ceiling, $50,000 per year ceiling for, you know, what web designers can make. And so a couple of things we're going to go through. One, why we had the ceiling in the first place. Two, what's a more realistic and better number to kind of shoot for in terms of what web designers can be making. And then we're going to go through like five different transformations you need to make to the way that you kind of market and structure your business so that you can start reaching these higher income goals. So we have a lot to cover. I'm going to try to do it as quickly as possible, but that's the big shift or the big thrust for today is why do we have this $50,000 ceiling? Where does that come from? How do we break through it? And what are the five things I need to do to kind of make that transformation happen? So the bottom line is that the ceiling is really easy to see. It's not a glass ceiling. It's right out there in the open, and the math just doesn't work out. That's what the problem is. So if you look at, and what here's what I mean by web designer. I mean people that kind of meet with a client, get the copy, build 5 to 10 page website, and then move on to the next client. Like that pattern is done. Like you can't do that anymore and expect to make a significant income out of it because there's just too many inexpensive alternatives. Like you can go into Wix, you can go into, you know, Squarespace, you can go to Fiverr or Upwork, you get $500 sites off Facebook or Craigslist. There's like just so many different ways to get these cheap alternatives. So if you're looking for a website, you can't charge much more than $1,000 for the website. And so what that means is, okay, if you're going to be charging $1,000 for websites, how many websites can you build? Like what if you built one a week? Well, that's like 52 out of the year. There's 52 weeks out of the year. So you're looking at like $52,000 income, and that assumes you have no expenses. And the truth is, you probably have some expenses, right? You've got software, you've got hosting, you've got a computer or laptop or something, an internet, an office space, and you probably have several $1,000s worth of expenses. So what that means is you can't make it. You just can't do it. It's like the number of leads you need to close a deal a week and then to build and deploy that site and collect payment for it and then do it again next week and just kind of run that race. You just can't do it. It's too much, right? And so that's why, you know, in reality, most web designers, especially kind of freelance or solopreneur or self-employed web designers, tend to make about $35,000 to $45,000 a year, somewhere kind of in that range. And of course, that's not enough. Like if you're trying to really build a business out of this and, you know, support your family and get results for your clients, it's like you can't run with that structure. You got to change it. And the solution is you kind of upgrade from being just a web designer into being what I refer to as a web design consultant. And what it means that you still use a very similar skill set, but you have two different areas that you're focusing on. Like one, you have your web design and kind of marketing skill set. So like, you know how to send emails and build funnels and do landing pages and set up lead magnets and online calendars and, you know, just all the different skills. But you also have business consulting, meaning that you know how to take those skills and apply them to a specific client. And you kind of know what they need. You kind of know what kind of outcomes they're looking for. So you have the technical skills, but you also have the business consulting. So those are the two stacks behind Double Stack, right? It's the marketing stack and the business development stack, thus the name Double Stack. So you have really everything the client's really looking for to be able to accomplish a transformative impact for them. And that's ultimately the shift. Like you don't want to have what I refer to as an additive impact. You want to have a transformative impact. And the difference between transformative and additive is an additive thing is you built me a website. Now I have the website. You know, you added a website to my business, right? Or you gave me a new logo and some business cards and now my social media accounts look better. So you added a better design to my business. But I don't necessarily get an impact out of it. Like I don't necessarily get a result unless I produce the result on my side, right? Or hire someone else to use the website to get results for me or whatever. But you didn't do it. You just gave me the website and it's on me as to whether or not I get a result out of it. And so that's additive. Transformative would be you took me from on the brink of shutting down to now I'm expanding. I'm doing even better than before, right? That kind of like, I'm not shutting down. I'm staying in business, but I'm even doing better than staying in business. Like I'm expanding, I'm growing now, like making a difference of that magnitude is a transformative impact. And in order to have an impact like that, you need both of those stacks. You got to have the skills to be able to do the lead gen and the marketing, but you also have to have the business savvy to know what your specific client needs to do with that skill set. And ultimately that involves you having to make five transformations, which we'll go through right now. And once you make these five shifts, then you're going to be what I refer to as a web design consultant, as opposed to just a web designer. And, or like, you know, even just like a garden variety, just everyday web designer. So here they are, the five shifts. The first one you start with is your messaging. And the overall idea is to, there's Heather. Hey, Heather, good to see you. Oh, awesome. Clubhouse invite. That could be cool. So messaging is the first of the five shifts. And the reason that we start with the messaging is because you don't want to just sound like everybody else. You don't want to be in a situation where people can't tell what's different about you from everybody else. And that, you know, you say all the same stuff. You have the same services. You probably have the same price list. You just have everything is the same. You don't want to be in that situation because then you're competing with everybody, right? You're competing with everybody on Fiverr and everybody on Upwork and everybody that's hounding all the Facebook groups and just everybody's everywhere and you're in the mix with it. And then what are you going to do? You're going to compete on price. And then what are you going to charge? You're going to charge like $1,000 and now you're back in that problem we had before. You got that ceiling on your income where you just can't make enough money to take care of yourself, to have a serious business out of it. So you have to change the messaging so that you're talking more about these results, these transformations, you know, that big shift that you can make with people. So messaging is the first thing that we focus on in DoubleStack because you can't get to pricing, which is the second thing, until you resolve the messaging. Because if you say, and I'm going to charge $15,000 or $20,000, you know, five-figure numbers for just a website, then everyone's like, oh, that's ridiculous. I can't afford that. It's too expensive. You know, why does it cost so much? You know, what if I go to the guy down the street for way less? So it doesn't work. So you have to start with the messaging. Then you get to the pricing. And the pricing means we're going to be shifting up towards, you know, these five-figure clients. We're going to be charging $10, $15, $20, $50,000 sometimes for your work. And what that means is you generally need about five or six clients and you're making around $100,000 a year out of that. You know, so if each client's paying you a couple $1,000 a month, you know, you only need, I guess, five clients, $2,000 a month to make $10,000 a month, and that's $120,000 a year. So that's not too hard to come by as long as you have both stacks, right? You have to have both sides. You can't just sell a $20,000 website, but you could do a website plus some online marketing and lead gen for folks. And, you know, you're moving into value pricing. Your work is really the idea. And you're charging your client based on the value you're creating for them rather than trying to figure out what everybody thinks a website costs. So pricing is the second one. The third one is meeting structure. And this is a shift in mindset more than anything else. And the shift is leadership. The shift is you are the thing that the clients are investing in and really wanting for their business is you. Not so much a website, not so much social media management skills, not a skill set, but actually you as a person. And that means leadership. And so in other words, that your client is investing in you because you have a plan that gets them a better outcome than their plan gets them. And that's the shift between web designer and web design consultant. A web designer will show up and just talk to the client and try to pull in whatever the client's idea is into their lives so that they can then go implement that. Right? So that presumes the client has the roadmap. They have the plan and you kind of pull that into your life, implement all that stuff, and then hopefully they're happy. But the problem is the underlying assumption is false. The client doesn't know what to do. And that's why they're trying to hire you in the first place. So when you become a web design consultant, what you're doing is now you're kind of showing them what they need to be doing and you're providing the roadmap. You're giving them a vision that they otherwise wouldn't have, which is of course why you become irreplaceable. Because if they go to some guy down the street that's cheaper, then they're not going to have you and you're the one who they actually want, right? And so that's the overall idea behind this, the client interaction, like the meeting and the mindset that goes behind how you interact with your clients. That's the third transformation we really focus on. The fourth one is your proposal structure. Because you're not really writing proposals. Like, proposals are for additive type projects. You know, like, describe to me all the features of the website you're going to give to me, and then I'll decide if I want to spend that money on those features. And then if I do, good. And then I just spent a certain amount of money, and now I have this thing. And the proposal is kind of the spec sheet. You know, like how many pages it's going to be, what the features are. You know, it's just like that technical kind of spec sheet behind your proposal. Most web designers present proposals like that. But that's not what we do in DoubleStack. In DoubleStack, we basically write business plans. And we combine those two stacks. It's the technical kind of skill set stack. But wrapped around that is the business savvy, like the how we're going to get results out of it. And so we reformat your entire proposal structure so that you can then tell the story of how you're going to help your clients generate better outcomes for themselves. So that's the fourth shift is proposals. And then the fifth shift is the revenue structure, because you don't want to get in a situation where everything's just one and done. You want to be in a situation where you've got recurring revenue, and that recurring revenue is sustaining you throughout the year. And here's the thing about recurring revenue. There's so many different points behind it that are really important to think through. And here's a few of them. One of the main points is, if you don't have recurring revenue, by default, you're not going to be with your client to generate the results for them that they need. So that means they haven't put you on any kind of monthly retainer for marketing or lead gen or future development or any of those other things. You're just kind of building a website, handing it off, and running off to the next client. And that means you're not there to generate the results for them. It probably means they aren't going to be getting the results at all, because who's going to do it? You know, hopefully they can find someone else, but probably they're just going to sit on what you gave them, and it'll just kind of rot on the vine. So there's that. But here's the big one when it comes to this title that we've been talking about, which is that $50,000 per year kind of ceiling on your income. The big problem that everybody has is finding leads. Finding leads. You ask anybody, what's the problem with your business? Oh, I can't find the leads. I can't find the clients. I don't know how to get people to work with me. And if you don't have recurring revenue, you're not doing anything to fix that. You're just exacerbating the problem forever, right? And so you need to get into a situation where you have and keep the clients. And once you do that, then you begin to basically eliminate or you virtually eliminate the need for finding clients in the future. What if you had, what if you just had 5 or 6 clients and each client was paying you $1,000, $2,000 per month, and now you're making $100,000 a year, just kind of rolling on your own. You don't need any more clients. Or if you do need more clients, like you say you want to take that and then scale it up to be like a larger agency, well, then what you do is you maybe add one more client. You know, you don't need to have like 15 leads per week or whatever to try to find somebody to close or whatever. It's like, reach out and get one more client, and then you kind of bump up from there. And so every time you get a client, you bump up your revenue. So it snowballs. So one of the big things that we focus on, and really the fifth big thing, is we restructure the way that you price your projects and get recurring revenue into your business. And once you make those five shifts, then that's really the roadmap to becoming a web design consultant rather than a web designer. And then your revenue picture shifts, and you can make over $100,000 a year just on your own as a solopreneur web design consultant. And then if you want to scale it up to an agency, you can do that too. And you know, there's double stackers making hundreds of thousands of dollars, $500,000 a year, whatever, you know, with just a couple people working in the smaller agency. But that's ultimately the shift. And so I'll just summarize real quick the five shifts. It's the messaging. We got to start with the messaging. Then we go into pricing. So we get into five-figure clients. Then we do leadership style meeting structures. We change the proposal structure from a spec sheet into more of a business plan. And then we make sure that you've got recurring revenue built into your business model. And then when you do those things, that is basically the five steps you need to take in order to become a web design consultant. And then you don't have to worry about the $50,000 per year limit, and just let everybody else fight for the cheap projects and stalk all the Facebook groups and, you know, just claw for new clients anytime anybody says anything, because you've got your own portfolio of clients that are actually getting results. They're being transformative with the impact that you're making. And, you know, the sky is the limit when you do it that way. So if that sounds good to you, head on over to doublestack.net/call. And we can talk kind of one-on-one about exactly how to implement this structure into your business. Or just take it and run with it. You don't have to call me if you don't want. Like, if you want to take these five steps and just run with it, then that's going to give you the roadmap. But if you do, if you want to talk more about it and kind of get the specific details on, like, well, what does this mean for you and your skills and the types of clients you're working with and the kind of the history with how you got to where you are, and, you know, maybe you want some help kind of developing your marketing skill set. Like, how do I do the funnels? How do I write more persuasive copy? You know, what do I say on my website? Like, you know, if you're thinking through those types of things, head on over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up. You can go ahead and schedule a one-on-one time for us to talk. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes for free. And, you know, we've got it. And we'll just kind of really dial it all in from there. So yeah, a totally free call. At the end of the call, you're going to come away with like a step-by-step kind of roadmap for where you ought to be heading. And then even at the end of that call, if you want to just take that information and run with it, that's fine too. Everything is totally free at that point. If you want to talk about joining DoubleStack and kind of getting my kind of personal mentorship kind of help, kind of building all this stuff out together, we can talk about that too. But that's kind of a secondary thing. First, let's just talk to make sure that you're kind of on the right track. And then if we want to work together, we can talk about that too. But all that is to say, the next step is head on over to doublestack.net/call, and that's where you'll see my calendar. Go ahead and fill that out. You'll find us, you know, pick a time on there that works for you, and then we will kind of get on the phone and really dive into this together to see what this particular roadmap looks like in your life and like in your business. And then boom, you know, go ahead and build your own six-figure web design business. All right, guys, it was great talking to you. Good to see you here again this week. High five to everybody. Boop. And head on over to doublestack.net/call, and I'll talk to you again soon.